God's word for our meditation this morning. God's word to encourage us. God's word to lift us up. God's word for us who are walking on the path of life with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is from the Psalms. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babies and infants. You have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you have been mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, and the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. So far God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about who you are, that you're a child of God, redeemed by the blood shed and the body given of Jesus Christ on the cross, that you are a special child. But the other thing is that I want you to think about, that this is the first time we're meeting together in the new year, 2025. It brings a lot of changes in especially how we think. We got to remember that when we write checks and we put the date on it, it's not 2024, it's 2025. And when we put correspondence out, it's 2025. When we think about this day, it is a special day. It is January 5th. Tomorrow is January 6th, the Epiphany of our Lord. And as we think about this, this is a great season to remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as the Babe of Bethlehem. And I want you to think about how majestic is the name of the Lord. And the psalmist takes that and puts it just in a succinct manner. O Lord, our Lord, you have created all the heavens and the earth. You have created the stars, the moon. And what is man that you have created him? Mere man that you acknowledge him. Our God is a gracious God. He acknowledges us through our Savior Jesus Christ. He tells us that we're special and that we're going to live and that we are his child. The prophet Isaiah says, do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. The disciple, the apostle Paul, writes that in the 14th chapter of his book to the Romans. In that letter to the Romans, he says, you know, we live to the Lord. We die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. And as those children of God who belong to the Lord, this is a special kind of day because it begins our year. Yet we kind of be reflective. We kind of look back on the last year and wonder all about those things that have happened over the last year. We like to be reflective when we write our Christmas letters, you know, and tell people what happened over the past year. We get those letters, and Karen writes a letter as well. And I remember one letter that went month by month so that you knew exactly what they did each and every month. And both Karen and I looked at each other and said, we can't do that. We'll just be reflective on the high points of our life this last year, where we were, and the cruise of the Mediterranean and all those things. We like to be reflective. We like to look back And if something terrible has happened, we say, we hope that the new year brings us better times. I know my wife is probably thinking about that right now, because a week ago was still in the old year. A week ago today was a very difficult day indeed, where she broke. She doesn't like me to say hip, because you can't break a hip. A hip is a joint. She always remembers that, you know. So she broke the top of the femur. And life now has changed a little bit in the Figgy household. I'm losing a little bit of sleep, and I remember when we had our kids that I would lose sleep. I never thought as adults we would lose sleep. So you see, we become reflective. We like to think about the last year, and we like to say, oh, I hope the new year is a lot better than the old. Well, it is. Because we have the presence of God. Even in the old year, we had the presence of God. God was with us every step of the way. He held us in His hand. He held us together. And while Karen was on the floor yelling my name, God was with her, enabling me to hear. Because you see, at night when I take out these little things, I can't hear a thing. And yet I could hear Karen. God was working through her to get me to her for help. God was there. God was there as she patiently waited for the ambulance to take her down to Rochester. God was with her in the surgery as she went through surgery on Monday morning. God was with her as we traveled home on Wednesday, the new year. The new year being reflected. God is with us. And it's with all of us during our most difficult times of anniversaries, of things that happen in our life, of the rough places, the death and dying, the sicknesses, the broken bones, all of those sorts of things that have happened in our life. We become reflective and ask God to continue to be with us. And God is with us. God is with us every single day of our lives as He continues to shower us with His love. He's involved with us. He tells us we're special. He tells us that we are forgiven in Jesus Christ, His Son, our Lord and Savior, who shed His blood on the cross, who gave His body, who was placed in a grave, and 3 days rose again. What's interesting, and I don't know if you caught this, but in the gospel lesson, when Jesus was still in the temple, listening and teaching and asking questions, and Mary and Joseph were looking for Him, did you hear the significance? They were searching for Him for 3 days. The significance of 3 days is Jesus' death on the cross and His body placed in the tomb and His day of resurrection, 3 days. You can also see in Jonah, the prophet Jonah, the same kind of significance of 3 days. God wants us to understand. God wants us to know that He is with us and that He was with Jesus, His Son. And so He involves us in His life, in our lives. He comes in His word and His sacrament to involve each and every one of us so that we may know that we are children, beloved children of God. Even when we face the good times and we face the bad times. Because you see, the journey of our life as we begin a new year, it's going to be the same as the last year. we're going to be involved with good times and rough times. We're going to endure the problems, and we're going to be joyful of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, we're going to have the same things happen to us that happened last year. We only subtract 2024 and put 2025 in, because we are children of God. And we know that we are sinners. We have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have followed the path of destruction from time to time. Yet God has pulled us out of there to tell us how much He loves us no matter what happened. And He tells us that, and then He puts His armor on us and says, "You're forgiven." And as far as the east is from the west, I am forgiving you your sins. And I will remember them no more. That's the fabulous nature of our God. The greatness of our God. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your way, is your life, is your forgiveness. How majestic is your world. We look outside and we can see the creation of our world. We can see the grass that's not covered by snow. We can see the trees that aren't bearing the leaves, not now. We know about the fruit of the trees, whether they're hazelnuts like in our yard, or our plum tree. You got a pear tree, you got an apple tree, you got an orange tree. It's all God's creation. He wants us to be reminded that He has created all things. Whether it's the fish in the sea, or it's birds flying over, or whether it's the eagle that you see flying, or whether it's the lion or bear, or whether it's the small dog or cat, or whether it's the small child whose twinkling eyes make you stun you and make you know that God has created this. He has created all things. This is our Lord, our majestic Lord. This is the one who is with us day and night. This is the one who is with us from January 1st, 2025 to December 31st, 2025, and the years beyond. It's always a joy to visit with my mother-in-law, Doris. 101 gracious years of our Lord. But you know what she said last year, or a year and a half ago, she said, "You know, this making 100 isn't all that it's cracked up to be." And you know the love and the care that the mother has for her daughter. Doris was staying with a niece of ours in Big Lake. And her other daughter, who was coming from Pennsylvania, was going to pick her up and bring her back to her assisted living. She refused. She wasn't going to go. And she told her friend, our niece, and her mother, Karen's sister. Doris said, "Karen might need me." That's the love of a mother for her child. But you see, God uses those same words in our lives. That's why He's with us in word and sacrament. "They may need me." Well, we know we need Him. We know we need His forgiveness and His love. And as we are forgiven and loved, He gives us the torch to pass. He reminds us of the future. He reminds us that we don't know the future. But He also reminds us of who holds the future, that God Himself holds that future. Jeremiah 29:11. I have plans for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. This is our Lord talking to the people of Israel, but we can apply it to our lives as well. He has a plan for us. And in that plan, he plans hope and love and a future. He's the one that holds that future together. He's also the one that passes it on to us so that we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, can pass it on to those who are with us now and forever. It's amazing, God. And he also enables us through the power of the Holy Spirit to serve him. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name above all the earth. He's the one who comes into our lives and uses us to pass the seed of his word, the seed of faith, to build one another up, to be faithful, and to let others know who Jesus is, that he is our personal Lord and Savior. He uses you no matter what. And what's interesting is that whatever might come your way this new year of 2025, you can count on the things happening in your life. You will face those difficulties, and you will encounter joys. You will endure trials, and you will jump for joy. You will face good times, and you will face rough times. But there's one constant in all of these things, that your God will be with you, dwelling in your hearts and your lives, lifting you up and encouraging you in every trial and temptation and difficulty, giving you that hope and life in Christ. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.